And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined here in the studio this evening by Alec Scher, a graduate teaching assistant here at the University of Missouri School of Music. Alec, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. You're here to discuss the upcoming performance of the University Band and the Symphonic Band. And this is coming up on Thursday, the 27th of February. This is at 7 p.m. at the Missouri Theater. So describe these ensembles first off for people who don't know about the U Band and the Symphonic Band.
Sure, of course. So Symphonic Band is our second concert band consisting of music majors and non-majors. It's an auditioned group. The University Band is our third concert band, and it's a non-auditioned group. It's open to anybody on campus. So we are comprised primarily of non-music majors. Lots of Marching Mizzou participants come over to University Band in the spring. And then we also have some music majors playing secondary instrument, especially music ed majors, getting that experience as they're getting ready to go out and teach those instruments outside their primary instruments.
And for a music education, they're required to learn other instruments in order to teach those instruments to students, right?
Exactly. And so they take classes on, you know, how do we teach those instruments? How do we learn to play those instruments? And then some of them choose to apply those, you know, skills in University Band, kind of really, you know, cement the fundamentals so that they really know what they're doing, so they're ready to go when they go out into classrooms.
And that's great. That's what a great opportunity for the students too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so then tell me what the program is going to be like for these two ensembles.
Sure. So I co-direct the University Band, and we'll open the concert. And our first piece is composed by a Missouri composer, Claude T. Smith, and that'll be Declaration Overture. So it's a really nice concert opener, a variation on an opening theme stated by trumpets. So really great way to start the concert. You'll hear the trumpets playing, play that melody, and then a set of variations on it. We'll follow that with Hypnotic Fireflies, which is composed by Brian Balmages, who's a very popular concert band composer right now. He's written pieces for, you know, a younger level band all the way up to professionals. He's had works played by the Baltimore Symphony, Boston Brass. And this piece is one of his works intended for a little bit younger band. And it's, you know, a little impressionistic and a little minimalistic, highlighting the journey of, you know, the experience of being on a hillside in summer. And there's a whole bunch of fireflies around. And so with the minimalistic repetitions, we build, you know, kind of a bunch of patterns that hypnotize the audience a little bit. And then we build in through adding instruments and changing, you know, melodies around a little bit. And there's also some cool sound effects. There's a amplified slinky, which is used throughout the piece and is actually also used, like, in the Star Wars scores to create kind of that laser blaster sound. So a couple different sounds there in that one.
Very cool.
Our third piece is Whirlwind, which is by Australian composer Jody Blackshaw. And she won the Tekeli Composition Contest in 2006 with this piece. And this piece really plays on more of those sounds again, so very textural, very timbral. There's a part for didgeridoo, a traditional, you know, Aborigine instrument, and then there's also a lot of found sounds incorporated throughout. So, you know, playing on glasses filled with water and you know, various other sounds. So a very ethereal work, playing on those textures and soundscapes. And then our closer is Undertow, which is by composer John Mackey, who since 2004, when he transcribed a piece that he wrote for orchestra called Red Line Tango, has spent most of his time writing for bands. So started out writing, you know, for other groups, orchestra, and since 2004 has, you know, contributed a lot of music and repertoire to the band repertoire. So Mackey, this was actually, again, kind of like Balmages, writes for a wide range of ensembles. He leans a little bit more towards those advanced ensembles. And so he's had premieres by all sorts of the top college ensembles. Undertow is one of his first attempts at something for a little younger group, something a little more accessible. So it's a really cool piece using an ABA form. You'll hear an opening idea built up, and then we'll have a different section in the middle, a couple different things going on, and then we'll hear that come back again. And driving underneath all of this melodic development is a pretty consistent bass line that alternates between a 4-4 feel and then a 7-8 feel. And so there's a pulse, a steady pulse going, but every once in a while, one of those pulses is just a little bit longer, an extra eighth note in there. And so it creates this really cool groove that's a lot of fun to work on. The Symphonic Band is continuing with their theme for the year of colorful music. Mm-hmm. And this concert is Connect, Collaborate, and Friendship. And so they're opening their half of the concert with Belonging, which is a very new composition from 2019 by Tom Davarin, who's a composer and band director of from Europe, who's finishing his DMA at the University of Kansas. And so we'll try not to hold that against him too much, because the music is very enjoyable. The program kind of for the piece is actually based on, you know, from the title, the idea of belonging. And so it's his experience of moving from Europe to the U.S. and, you know, finding belonging in this new space. It's kind of the inspiration for that one. The middle of the Symphonic Band portion features two pieces by composer Aaron Perrine. The first is Only Light, and the second is Traces of Amber Sky. And we were really fortunate. Aaron Perrine was on campus the last couple days working with Symphonic Band and Wind Ensemble because they premiered a piece of his at the concert this past week.
Very cool.
And played that piece at Regional CBDNA in Norman, Oklahoma last week. So it was really great. He got to work with the Symphonic Band students, you know, Wind Ensemble students, students from the composition department, and just be around the program quite a bit. And he fit in, you know, really nicely. He's a Midwesterner from Minnesota. He did his degrees in Iowa and Minnesota. And so a lot of that kind of Midwestern sounds and ideas in his music. And so Only Light was written, as he was writing that one, he was thinking about the loss from cancer of his best friend's mother. And so it's a very delicate piece, very contemplative, thinking about that delicacy of life. The second piece, Traces of Amber Sky, is inspired by the Iowa skyline. And so you can imagine, you know, similar to Missouri, vast expansions, you know, of fields, you know, stretching out across the horizon on all the beautiful different colors that we get here in the Midwest. And then the final piece on the Symphonic Band program is Passe Redoble, which was originally written by Cezanne and arranged for or transcribed for concert band by Frackenpole. And you know, staying within the theme here with this one, Symphonic Band is welcoming a guest conductor, Juan Jose Navarro, who is joining us from Spain to conduct this piece. And so he and Dr. Knops are doing an academic exchange. And so he's coming to visit, you know, our campus community and spending some time with us and guest conducting them on that piece, which is a really cool quick step march, kind of similar to some of the gallops that you've heard by Offenbach.
Very cool. That's all coming up tomorrow, this Thursday, the 27th of February at 7 p.m. at the Missouri Theater. Come out and see the University Band with co-director Alex Shearer and, of course, the Symphonic Band with Dr. Knops, and see this great performance from them, continuing their theme on colors for the year with Connect, Collaborate, and Friendship with guest conductor Juan Jose Navarro. Alec, thanks so much for coming out and telling us all about these great shows.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.